This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Friday, March 24th, and this is your Dallas Morning News. Today's forecast calls for scattered thunderstorms with a high near 73 and a low near 54. Here are today's headlines. DEA agents and local police found 13 spiral notebooks and 16 cell phones in a Carrollton rental house, breaking open a major case and a massive operation. $5.7 million in sales of fentanyl and other drugs over roughly a year and a half. Agents identified the man they say is responsible, Rafael Galindo Gallegos. Gallegos, 53 years old, and his 28-year-old son, Rafael Galindo Gallegos Jr., run the major smuggling operation from Durango in northwest Mexico for a powerful Sinaloa cartel. In addition to bringing about 90 pounds of various drugs into the U.S. per week, the DEA claim Gallegos and his son are responsible for most of the deadly fentanyl pills smuggled into North Texas cities. The Gallegos operation launders its considerable drug profits using cashier's checks, electronic money transfers, and real estate and vehicle purchases. Court records show smugglers also hide bundles of cash in vehicles bound for Mexico. In other news, twin brothers who attempted to run for Dallas mayor and a city council seat have filed lawsuits against the city alleging their bids were illegally disqualified by election officials. Jamar and Lamar Jefferson, both 42 years old, are seeking a Dallas County judge's help to order the city to put their names on the election ballot. According to his lawsuit, Jamar Jefferson, who filed to run for mayor, was told by City Secretary Billeray Johnson that he didn't have enough valid signatures from registered voters to qualify by the February 17th filing deadline. The election is May 6th. Lamar Jefferson, who filed to run to represent South Dallas in District 7, was told he didn't qualify because he wasn't registered to vote in Dallas County. The twins are also asking a judge to order the city to hold separate elections for the mayor and District 7 races, which would be held sometime after May 6th. Meanwhile, on a recent Wednesday afternoon, the cavernous space at the heart of the Capitol was filled with dozens of transgender Texans demanding with one voice, "Hear us." The fight for transgender rights dates back decades, but LGBTQ advocates in Texas say this year feels more like open war. Fresh off conservative wins over abortion and guns, GOP lawmakers filed dozens of bills to restrict LGBTQ rights this session, and last week began fervently ushering them through the political process. Supporters have described this moment in time as a battle between God-fearing values and woke liberal views for the sanctity and souls of Texas children. For transgender Texans, it's a fight for their very lives. Through it all, they keep asking, how do we get them to hear us? And if they do, will they listen? In other news, the battle between the U.S. and China over TikTok comes into full view on Thursday when the social media platform's CEO testifies before congressional lawmakers. Shouzi Chu's hearing is happening at what he's called a pivotal moment for the hugely popular short video sharing app. TikTok is owned by parent company ByteDance, which has offices in Beijing. The platform has 150 million American users, but it's been dogged by persistent claims that it threatens national security and user privacy, or could be used to promote pro-Beijing propaganda and misinformation. Chu will attempt to persuade lawmakers not to pursue a ban on the app or force its sale to new owners. So are the data security risks real? And should users be worried that the TikTok app will be wiped off their phones? Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.